Luther will acknowledge that even pagans are capable of a certain kind of righteousness. But it's an outward righteousness, a civil righteousness, right? They can be a good man, you know, some pagan Roman can be a good man who doesn't commit murder, is faithful to his wife, all that sort of thing. But inwardly, he is a rebel against God, because we all are, right? So inwardly, he does not have a righteousness before God, but outwardly, he has a righteousness before human beings, a civil or political righteousness. So even pagans are capable of a certain kind of outward righteousness. The inner righteousness is Christ in us through faith. So once again, the inner is what matters most. It's the inner that's really important. Likewise, there are some external things which are just downright worthless and wrong, like all that Menschenlehre that I mentioned before, the doctrines of men. Menschenlehre is German for doctrines of men. Self-chosen works, people saying Mass when there's nobody around, the priest is saying Mass, there's not a single person listening to it. It's just an external work that is supposed to do some kind of magic that'll get somebody out of purgatory. Luther just hates that. He thinks that's a terrible blasphemy. Right, this external work is going to save somebody's soul? Forget it. So there's all this outward piety of Catholicism that he rejects. What he doesn't reject is the outward sign called a sacrament, which is a very Catholic idea. So what's going on here? Let's look at another aspect of outward things for Luther. On the one hand, the outward things look secondary, right? You're inwardly free by faith, then they're outwardly the servant of everyone through good works. That's the structure of the freedom of a Christian, that treatise in 1520. And yet, although we shouldn't trust outward works, we should also not trust ourselves, he says. You don't look inside yourself to find Christ. You look away from yourself, outside yourself, to someone other than you. That's why it's an alien righteousness. Alien is basically Latin for other. It's a righteousness that comes from outside you, from other than you. So the sacraments seem to be part of the story about how we look away from ourselves to find Christ. I mentioned the gospel as a place to look to find grace, right? It's not just praying for grace, like Augustine, but you've got an external place to run to. That place is called the gospel, a promise, a word. It's resonating in the air. It's there, you know, sound waves in the church. But it also gets deep inside you. Think about music, for instance. Music is an external thing. It's sound waves. And yet it gets in your ears and gets in your heart. And music changes your heart. Luther is very convinced of this. Luther loves music. Music changes your heart. It cheers you up. It makes you feel differently. It makes you think differently about all of life. And it starts out outside of you. A little bit like alien righteousness that way. So we're getting used to, I hope, this conceptual structure where something outside, turning away from yourself, outside yourself, changes you within. Because it's really all about relationship. Right, the consciousness, or rather the conscience, actually the same word in Latin, the conscience is your consciousness of how you stand before God. The most deep thing within you is your consciousness, your conscience about how you stand before what is outside you, namely God. Right? There's nothing more inner in us than our relationship to what is outside us, namely God. So we got to think through that structure, and the best way to think through that structure is to think about sacraments. The sacraments, for Luther, have the same basic structure as the gospel. They're outward, and they give you an inner gift. The theory of the sacraments in Western Christianity, and in the Catholicism that Luther was growing up with, stems from, once again, that crucial figure early on in the history of the Church, St. Augustine, who dies in 430 AD. So he's a long time before Luther, I mean, more than 1,000 years ago. For Augustine, sacraments and words, interestingly, are both external signs. Words are signs that signify what you're thinking. So they express what you're thinking by being signs that signify it. And sacraments are external signs that signify an inner gift of grace. So the notion is you've got an outer sign that signifies something inward. And then the Middle Ages after Augustine, around the 12th century, added this thing. The external sign of the sacrament not only signifies grace, but confers grace. The sacraments give a gift of grace. They're an external thing that gives an inner gift. That's a striking idea, and I think Luther could not have come to the notion of the gospel without that idea in the background. Luther's notion of gospel is, I think, a sacramental notion. It is, in that sense, a deeply Catholic notion. And I'll try to show you why by looking at a key text in just a minute.